This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the assistance of Amy Hogg from the Equal Love Campaign. Now, dedicated Joy listeners will know my next guest as Andrew the Apprentice on Dean Beck's late night sex show, Hide and Seek. But he's taking on a rather more respectable role now, heading up a Joy project funded by the City of Yarra, looking at GLBTI elders in that community. Is, of course, Andrew Thorpe, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Doug. How are you going?
I'm going fine. Now, this is a whole new ball game for Joy, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. I mean, Joy Melbourne was established to provide, look, an opportunity for freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, the celebration of our community. So I think this is sort of a natural, it falls into the natural realm of for Joy. Through this day, we'll certainly be looking to get information from our community elders in the City of Yarra to provide the City of Yarra with better information to allow them to plan better into the future.
Right. So what are you actually going to do? Are you going to be going out interviewing GLBTI elders? Are you going to be talking to organisations in the City of Yarra? How is this going to be worked?
Yeah, very much so. So we'll be appointing a volunteer or a consultant. We'll work that out. And so the need study will start with the appointment of somebody to undertake the project. They'll be, as a normal consultant would do in a need study, look at the literature and the strategic documents that are already around, including like the Municipal Health Plan and the Positive Ageing Strategy, which don't really mention GLBT elders.
Mm-hmm.
They'll also be looking to talk to aged care providers, so community health service providers, including the council, who of course also deliver their home and community care services, and also the aged care assessment team. Now, the aged care assessment team, of course, assess older people before they have to go into a nursing home or things like that.
Mm. And now, you know that there's a lot of work being done on these sort of things already over in WA, Queensland, New South Wales. Did you talk to any of the others who've done work on GLBTI ageing around Australia before you launched into this?
Yeah, we've certainly looked at some of the reports that have been published. They don't appear to go to this sort of local level. And certainly in Victoria, we haven't identified any other councils that have done this sort of work at their local level.
Mm-hmm.
To identify the specific needs to their community.
Yeah, well, a bit of a technical question, I suppose. Is this what they call quantitative research? And, you know, are you going to be looking to pull stats together and things, or is it more like focus groups, what you call qualitative research?
Yeah, a bit of both. Certainly we'll be looking to survey as many people as we can. We're going to focus on people aged 50 and over, so that really gives the council some long-term data that they can start implementing over a longer period. And look, we've got a target of about 100 people to be surveyed individually, which is quite a high proportion of the potential gay and lesbian population in the City of Yarra. Of course, as you know, we don't specifically know the number of gay and lesbians in the community.
Well, that's always a problem, isn't it?
It's not a census question.
No.
So a rough estimate would be there's maybe 400 to between 400 and 1,000 older gay and lesbians within the City of Yarra.
Yeah, because it's a fairly gay borough, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, and the City of Yarra has the highest density of Joy membership. So it's
is that why it was chosen?
Yeah, that's one reason. Also, and the council have also been proactive this year in looking at gay and lesbian issues. So it was a good match. And the City of Yarra, and also, I mean, I spoke to the ASCAS team and the aged care team at the City of Yarra, and they're quite supportive of the project and really see the benefit to them of some systemic change into the future.
Right. Have you got a reference group of people, an advisory group of GLBTI seniors
yes,
to work with?
Yes, we'll be formalising that over the next couple of months. Certainly we'll be looking, we've spoken to some of the community groups that already exist, such as the Matrix Guild and Boiler Society and Vintage Men, and we'll be looking to invite them to come on board. Potentially also have a couple of chats to people like or organisations such as Gay Lesbian Health Victoria.
Yeah, because there's sort of bits and pieces of work being done in this general area.
Exactly. There's lots of bits and pieces, but I think for a council, often they like to see this sort of at the local level and how does it apply to their specific community. So that's where we're heading.
Yeah,
and that's the aim.
What about the ethical issues around this? I mean, are you going to have some kind of formal ethics approval from an institution? Have an ethics protocol sort of working on this, or is this something that's still to be worked out?
Still to be worked out. I've got a few names of some individuals within some tertiary institutions that we'll be making contact with just to get their guidance on that. Yes.
Yeah. And who's going to look after the project here at Joy? I mean, is this going to be supervised by the board or just by the one person that you were talking about is going to be appointed?
I'll be project managing as a sort of a supervisor, I suppose you'd say.
Right.
Along with the steering committee.
So you'll be looking after this expert, whoever it is who gets appointed, this consultant.
Yes, and it may be somebody doing a thesis or something like that, we'll be guiding them along the process over the year long project that it is.
Right. So, and you've already talked to people like the Matrix Guild and Vintage Men, and were they involved in preparing the submission for this? Because you must have had to put in a fair bit of work to get the grant.
Yeah, correct. We did this early this year. It's been about 6 months ago. We put the submission in, and certainly you got some feedback from the community and saying yes, this is a fantastic thing that we need to get some better information out there.
So, at the end of the day, what's supposed to be the outcome of this? What do you see this leading to?
Well, there'll be a report. The tangible thing will be a report.
Yeah, there's always a report.
But
I mean, how are we going to sort of try and make sure that it's not just another piece of paper that gathers dust on a shelf somewhere?
Yeah, sure.
Because I mean, we're really, really good. Been through this with several ministries in this state. We're really, really good at getting research done, producing a report, deciding that yes, this needs to be done. This is how we need to do it, and then it always seems to fall over at the implementation stage.
Some of that will be the specific responsibility of council. Obviously, they would need to over time ensure that their workers, for example, are appropriately trained in culturally sensitive service delivery. That sort of aspect, and
people like me will have to keep them up to the mark and keep complaining about it on air if they don't do it.
Exactly. I mean, in the application, we did specifically say that the aim of the project is to begin the systemic change. And all good public policy is dependent upon population health-based research and evidence.
Yeah.
So it's a case of building that evidence for the council and for them to feed that into their document, their strategic planning, and therefore their service delivery.
Yeah, so it's there are obviously going to be other threads to this then. It's not just the gay community that's going to be surveyed in this project, but there are going to be other things that the council is doing to feed in from other groups, presumably.
Well, yes, I'm sure that they
Because Ali, you said you were going into some kind of partnership with Yarra too, didn't you?
I know, we signed up to a Joy partnership, which is what I thought that
I see.
This was about.
Misunderstanding there. So you're going to be partnering with all these other community organisations as well.
And asking them to be on the steering committee, which will, as I said, be formalised over the next couple of months.
Right. So when does all this get underway?
Really looking to kick off in about February, after the peak summer season, we'll have to go through.
Once we get midsummer out of the way.
Midsummer out of the way, and kick off in February, and looking to have everything finalised by November.
Right. Well, as I say, it's a new departure for us as a radio station. A couple of people have asked me, does this mean that GLBTI campaigning and stuff is going to become more prominent among the things that Joy does? Are we morphing into something more than just a radio station?
Interesting question. I think it certainly sits, this project, I can't speak on for every advocacy area, but I mean this project sits within Joy's mission and purpose.
Uh-huh.
Its budget-wise is completely a separate cost centre, so there's no implication on any other areas.
So the funding is just quarantined to doing this one project?
Correct.
So Joy isn't profiting from it, so to speak?
Correct.
Right, because I think that's important to people as well. People have been a little bit concerned about, what are they going to use the money for?
Yeah, we're not taking money off, equipment of the capital equipment fund to fund this project. It's completely quarantined and self-sufficient. So, I think it's a natural step. And as we progress, as I said, the purpose of Joy is to engage with our community and provide them a voice. Now, if their voice is saying that they want to have more information or provide the broader government with the evidence to provide better services to them, then potentially Joy has an important role to play. We are the largest GLBTI organisation in Australia.
Right.
And, I think it's important.
What about your personal motivation, Andrew, if I can just come off the politics and everything else for a moment and say, why does this appeal to you? Because obviously you're going to be, you're a volunteer here.
Yes.
Why this particular project for you personally?
It's interesting. Well, so I've been doing population health-based planning in a professional capacity for well over 10 years.
Yeah.
And over 8 of those years was really specifically in health and very much aged care. So I've spent, a good part of 8 years in doing aged care planning.
Right.
And so through the coming out process, over that time, which happened at the same time,
yeah,
it was very much a case of, we need gay and lesbian services. I mean, there's some evidence to suggest, well, not some, there's a lot of evidence to identify that gay and lesbians have significant health issues.
Yeah, and particularly among seniors, we know
particularly
that,
among seniors, exactly.
Yeah, we know that depression and suicide and so forth are major issues at that end of life, just as much as they are at the beginning.
And perhaps even greater, because a lot of our older people have not been able to come out.
Yeah.
So there's the greater risk of mental health issues and alcohol misuse and also
simply being isolated and alone and not connected.
We don't have an old person doesn't have the same family network as.
Well, next generation won't have that problem since we're all busy having games nowadays. But the current generation, like me, no, we don't have children to look after.
Exactly. So there's a whole range.
I'll have to adopt someone. my panel operator Keza here is saying me. Form an orderly queue, folks. Andrew, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
That's all right, Doug.
And I look forward to seeing the outcomes of this project. It's an intriguing new venture for the station, and it's an area that is, I think, somewhat neglected. We do struggle to get aged issues, never mind GLBTI aged issues, to the top of the agenda sometimes.
I was interested to see the Federal Minister for Ageing did make a comment during last week to say that, gay and lesbian people are more concerned about how their sexuality affects service provision, and that'll be, that's something that we're helping to assist in.
Well, good. All right. Well, thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks for that, Doug.
Enjoy your day.
Thanks.
That was Andrew Thorpe there, who'll be managing the project here that we're doing with the city of Yarra. Last week we talked about forgetting, especially to the lesser-known members of the usual LGBTI acronym. The I stands for intersex. And this week and next are Intersex Awareness Fortnight. My next guest will be Gina Wilson of OII, Organisation Intersex International Australia Branch.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.